98.1 KZE. I am here with Kaylin Costello. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi.
So nice to meet you officially.
It's nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are super excited to have you and to be working with Froggy Days this year.
Yeah, Froggy Days is the best. It's so fun and everyone there is just so nice. I'm very excited to be back.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'd played there before or like just attended before.
Yeah, so our band, I think this will be our maybe fourth or fifth time playing Froggy Days because they do it twice a year. So we'll do the spring and the fall. So I think it's been like 2 or 3 years now we've.
So starting with Froggy Days, how did you like find out about the festival and like did they approach you? Like how did that go the first time?
I have some friends from the festival scene because I'm from Massachusetts and my band is from New Hampshire, so we play a lot of festivals like more up here. We play a lot of festivals in like Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. But through those, we've met some friends from New York and they told me about this event. Shout out to Rachel and Andreas. You guys are the best. And I'm so glad they did because it's just so family friendly and super fun. And it's not a huge festival, but it's like the size where you can meet somebody and like see them again and actually like make lasting friendships. So that's why we really like it.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because I had never been before. So I was just like, what's the vibe going into it? Is it like, I don't know, super like hippie type festival or like what are those vibes like?
It is a hippie festival, I'd say, but they're very family friendly vibes. Like some of the festivals are like, oh, should I bring my kids here? But like it's totally fine to have your kids there. I actually met somebody last year who went, and it was her second time ever going to a festival, and she went by herself, but she felt like super comfortable like the whole time. Well, but I do have to say they do a good job with the lineup being very diverse. Like they have ska bands, which we just love the horn, so just bring it on. Like rock bands, there's like Jerry Garcia band, so there's like a whole wide range of bands, so it's not just like a jam band festival. Like some of them, they throw in a lot of cool things.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of everything for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, going into, you said your fourth or fifth Froggy Days, what are some things that you're looking forward to this year?
We are looking forward to, we just dropped our first album last month, so we're looking forward to, sharing some of the new songs off the album that people haven't heard yet. And we also have been writing a lot of new material in the past couple months for this new upcoming festival season. I think we have like three or four new songs. So I'm very excited to debut those songs as well.
I was gonna ask you about your album. You sent it to me. I got to take a listen to it. I really loved it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you got to listen to it. It's funny because I've been asking around like what are people's favorite songs on the album, and the top songs that people like are the songs I like the least.
Yeah, I feel like it always goes that way.
The songs that are so hard to like write and like construct that way that the band is like so proud of are like not really streaming as well as like the easy four chord, like same melody the whole time songs, which I think is really funny.
Well, which one are your favorites?
I love Better Than Nothing
Okay.
and I love Still a Lie. That one is my favorite. It has the least amount of streams though.
Yeah, I
But
really like
it's a
that
long
one.
song. It's a long song,
Yeah.
and but I just love the guitars on the song. That's why I
Yeah.
love it. I'm not even playing guitar on the song. I just like love how it sounds.
I really loved the one Good Day.
Nick, my drummer, is the male that sang on that
Okay.
song. And he has a great voice, so that I had him on the song because I was bored listening to myself on the song.
But I did. I really loved, you said Better Than Nothing was one of your favorites. I loved that one too. I thought it was such a strong opener for the album.
I thought that the melody in the beginning was like soft, but the song itself is like goes pretty hard. So that's why I picked it as the beginning. But let me tell you, writing an album is like harder than you think in the sense of like how,
Imagine.
what order do you put them
Yeah.
in? Like it took me so long to figure out what order. It's kind you can't write it like a set list because usually a set
No.
list is like, chiller, and then you do the harder stuff at the end, but you want to like catch them at the beginning of the album. But also
Exactly.
have enough that's where they want to keep listening. So it was kind of hard.
No, it totally makes sense though, especially it's your first one. You're like, okay, I have to make a good impression that sticks through the album, you know?
Yeah.
How long did that album take you guys to like produce, record, all that?
So we've been a band for almost 3 years now. I think the end of this month will be 3 years. And I think we probably started recording the album a year and a half ago, you know, because we have to have the practices where we actually like write the songs, and then the studio is at least like 2 10-hour days per song probably. And that's like if we're not being too nitpicky on what things are sounding like. That took a long time, which I expected, but when it was all done, I had realized that I have to make cover art and like inside cover art and the CD itself and the back of the CD and the back of that, and that took a long time. That was hard.
Yeah, for
And that
sure.
took a couple weeks to even like figure out what we wanted it to look like. And then we finally got them in, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I can just relax. Like this is finally out.
No, I can't even imagine, like, and like you were saying about like creating like the cover art and all of that, like important because it's like people are seeing that before they even click play, you
I know.
know?
Yeah,
They
you have to
need to
have
be drawn
something
in
like,
by the image just as much as the music.
yeah, and you have to make sure it matches the vibe of the music, and it just like all blends in. It was hard, and now we know for next time it will be way easier.
Yeah, definitely. It's your first is always a huge learning process with all of
Yeah.
the little pieces that come up with it.
Yeah, so many moving pieces.
So with the newer material that you guys are saying that you're working on, are you giving this album just some time to breathe and be like, we're not ready to start those 10-hour days back in the studio again and stuff, just give it some time and doing it live kind of a deal?
Yeah, so we did like just write them in the last month or two. So even one of them, they wrote like 2 weeks ago, and I heard it for the first time this week. But I'm like, oh, we're playing that this season.
Yeah.
Like it's good. But yeah, I'm gonna let this album breathe. It's hard to get in the studio during the summertime too, just because like every weekend we're playing at a festival, and then I have my own solo stuff too. So there's not even like a day or probably that we could even do it. But we are focusing on trying to like make a music video while the weather is nice out. So hopefully we can get one or two done, I'm hoping.
You said you guys are pretty busy this summer. So, what else are you guys looking forward to after Froggy Days? What's going on for you guys?
So after Froggy Days, we're playing two sets at Strange Creek in Greenfield, Mass. So we're playing, I think it's Friday the 22nd of May. We're going to be playing Main Stage, which will be our original set. And then at that festival, we usually do get two sets. So we like to share our second set with other local artists. So we'll be doing that set on Sunday, May 24th at the River Worm Stage. And then after that, I have some solo stuff. I'll be in on the Cape opening for Ghosts of Jupiter, which has the keyboard player from Mo. I don't know if you've heard of that band, but
So that sounds familiar.
it's his like side project. And you know, a couple shows down at the Cape, and then we're very excited to be playing Northlands for the first time. Northlands is in Swansea, New Hampshire at the Cheshire Fairgrounds, and it'll probably be one of our biggest shows to date. And we're playing on the main stage, so I'm so excited.
Awesome. I saw the poster for it and I was like, this looks really cool.
It's a really big lineup, so I'm super grateful to even be there. I know they don't have local acts on the main stage, so I'm very grateful that they are giving us a shot.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Excited. Thank you.
So I'd love to know a little bit more about you and some of your solo work and also just like how long you've been a musician and like how have you like built your craft over time?
Yeah, so I started playing guitar when I was like 12 years old. My uncle Jake taught me how to play House of the Rising Sun, and he taught me it completely wrong, but I found that out months later. It took me like literally a year to like learn the song. And it's not that hard of a song, but for like a beginner, there is a lot of chord changes, but I'm glad I learned the song because it has a lot of different chords in it. So I learned a lot of chords just in the one song. But I practiced it for like a month, and my uncle called my parents and was like, "Hey, there's an open mic down at the local bar, like 2 minutes from my house. No one's here. Have Kaylin come and play live." I was so scared, so scared. But I went and did it. Completely messed up. There was only two people at the bar. I stopped mid-song and literally was like, "Wait, what are the words again?" Like, couldn't even play it off that I maybe messed up. Like, I definitely messed up. But my parents kept bringing me back after that, and the open mic ended up getting a little busier, so a lot of local musicians would give me pointers, and same with my sister Ava and I have been singing together since we could talk. But yeah, they kept bringing me back every week. So every week I'd play the same song because I still didn't know it yet. And then, started adding a couple more songs. I was like, I can learn one a month, And that seemed like really hard for me. But now it's cute thinking about that because, most of the time I can just look up the chords and play it right there. But when you are starting out, I'm like, once a month is so many songs
Exactly.
a month.
Totally. And it gave you kind of those, unofficial deadlines to be like, okay, I want to be able to know the next part by the next time I go to this open mic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have some motivation to do it.
And my town weirdly has like a lot of musicians. Like I've never seen anything like it. Like I run an open mic on Tuesdays and we usually always have between like 12 to 15 acts every week. And I could name like 30 or 40 amazing musicians that are just in like the couple towns surrounding my town. Like we're really great, like lucky to have like such a pool of talent, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar in the Hudson Valley here of just like a slew of musicians because,
Yeah, there's just the weird little hubs that
yeah.
they just end up at.
I love that vibe though of just community aspect to it.
Right. And I love running the open mic too on Tuesdays. I run it in Milford, New Hampshire at Station 101. And it reminds me like why I like to play music. Like if I didn't have it every week to like see my friends and their growth and stuff like that, like I feel like I get really burnt out from playing, solo shows like all the time. There's been a lot of people that came and the first time they ever played live was at my open mic and now they're full-time musicians. Like, so it's really such a good community and everyone there is just so nice and uplifting.
Such a sweet way to give back and to, invite other people to love the thing that is like your whole life,
Yeah.
to have more people in that space.
Yeah, and it's just like so fun. Thanks
Of
for having me.
course. And if you just want to remind everyone what time you're playing and like where to find you when they're there.
Yeah, we are Kaylin Costello Band. We're going to be playing at 8:30 on Thursday night. And I forget what the stage is called, but they're right next to each other, so you can't miss it.
Perfect. Thank you again for doing this. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I hope you have an awesome time.
Thank you.